HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Cyclone Jawad is likely to reach off North Andhra Pradesh and Orissa coast by Saturday morning after the deep depression intensified into a cyclonic storm on Friday noon. The Indian Meteorological Department has predicted rainfall to pick up the intensity on December 4 as it moves along the coast to make landfall the next day near Orissa's Puri. After a pre-cyclone watch was issued on December 1, the Met Department issued alerts related to heavy rain and high wind speed for Andhra Pradesh, Orissa and Gangetic Plains of West Bengal and some northeastern states. Orissa and Andhra Pradesh are expected to witness the maximum impact of Cyclone Jawad as the squally wind that started along and off North Andhra Pradesh and Orissa coast on the intervening night of December 3 to 4 is likely to reach up to 7 to 80 kmph, gusting to 90 kmph by Saturday evening. As the Indian Air Force lays the groundwork to deploy its first S-400 air defense system being imported from Russia, the government on Friday told Parliament that the $5.4 billion purchase of five such systems was a sovereign decision based on threat perception, even as Washington has warned New Delhi of possible secondary sanctions under the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. The government takes sovereign decisions based on threat perception, operational and technological aspects to keep the armed forces in a state of readiness to meet the entire spectrum of security challenges. The deliveries are as per contractual timelines, Minister of State for Defense Ajit Bhatt said in a written reply to question Lok Sabha today. The Congress is incompetent and incapable of keeping its flock together, the Trinamool Congress mouthpiece Jago Bangla said in an editorial published on Thursday morning, hours after 12 of the 17 Congress legislators in the 60-member Meghalaya Assembly exited the party and joined the TMC. The mouthpiece, which earlier said Banerjee and not Sonia Gandhi is the face of the opposition in national politics, declared that the TMC will expand in other states as well. The article claimed that during a meeting of opposition leaders convened by Sonia Gandhi in Delhi on August 20, Banerjee proposed the formation of a joint steering committee, but the Congress did not act on it. On whether the Omicron variant is potent to bring a third wave of the pandemic in India, the government said given the fast pace of vaccination in India and high exposure to Delta variant as evidenced by high seropositivity, the severity of the disease is anticipated to be low. Omicron cases are increasingly being reported from countries outside of South Africa, and given its characteristics, it is likely to spread to more countries including India, the health ministry said. In an FAQ issued by the center, it has been clarified that there is no evidence to suggest that existing vaccines do not work on Omicron. US President Joe Biden was notably hoarse Friday as he delivered a speech and answered questions from the press, but insisted he had simply caught a cold from his grandson, and his doctor said his COVID tests were negative. The gravelly, lower-pitched tone of Biden's voice as he spoke at the White House, peppered with several coughs, prompted the first journalist called on to ask, "Are you okay?" Biden said, "I have a test every day. A COVID test. They check me for all the strains. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold who likes to kiss his pop. But it's just a cold," he added.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.